The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
That is Billy Joel, and she's always a woman to me. We had to be quiet because you were listening to that.
Yes.
You like that song?
I love that song.
It is a lovely, lovely song. How old do you reckon Billy Joel is?
Old.
What is old?
Oh, at least 70.
At least 70. That's
at least 60.
No, I think you're closer the first time around. I'm pretty sure he's like
80.
I'm pretty sure it's in between your version of old and 80. Billy Joel, let's have a little look. Billy Joel is, let me see now, he is 75.
Oh, I knew it.
He is 75, so there you go, and he's 76 in May this year.
Oh, happy birthday, Billy Joel.
Now, look, it's 10 to 11, you listen to Vectis Radio, we've got Georgie in, and we just want to talk about TikTok for a bit.
Yeah. Because
wasn't it taken off, or it was banned from a certain country?
In America, it was banned for about 12 hours.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was extended. They're allowed on it for another 200 days or something now.
Oh, right. Okay. So, and that's down to, is that someone made a decision on that? Was that Donald Trump that intervened?
Yeah, Donald Trump intervened, and it was really weird because there was a message when everyone went back on that was like, thanks to President Donald Trump's efforts, TikTok has been brought back.
So it's his fault then? We can blame him for this idiot that dropped an air fryer on his foot last week.
Was he American?
No, he was English.
No, so he would have still been allowed to be on TikTok, unfortunately.
Oh, so it was only in America then?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, so he got TikTok back, and I would imagine there's a lot of people thinking, what'd you do that for? That's the worst thing. Well, no, it's not the worst thing you've ever done.
No.
But what would you do on TikTok? Well, you look at it, you're watching it and so on.
Yeah.
But what would you actually do? Have you ever uploaded a video of yourself?
Yeah, I uploaded a short clip of me singing, and I've uploaded a couple of pictures just for fun, and that was fine.
So how far would you be prepared to go? Because, I mean, there's people out there that are, you know, are mad keen on doing daft things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what would you do?
No, I wouldn't do anything daft.
No. See, most people wouldn't, would they? But yeah. They're happy to watch other people being daft.
I can't imagine ever thinking about putting online some of the things some people put online.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is crazy. I remember watching... my neighbours. Not my neighbours. They used to live across the road from us.
Yeah.
And it was a funny angle of the house. And at night, what they used to do is they all used to sit in their front room. And this is what my analogy of social media is. Okay, so you've got a family that are, you know, sat in their lounge watching the telly, picking their noses and doing all those things. And they leave the curtains open and turn the lights on so you can see everything in that particular room. So if you walk by, that's what you see. Warts and all, everything is in there. And that to me, is what social media is all about.
Pretty much.
You put all your stuff out there and you want everybody else to know your business. You've gone on holiday. Here's a picture of my leg in the sun. Where are you? Oh, I'm somewhere hot. Oh, you're not at home, so that means I can go around and burgle you.
Well,
I mean, it's all daft, isn't it? How stupid are we?
Yeah. So everyone's basically, if you post your whole life online, you're basically living your own reality show, really.
Well, you are. And talking of reality shows, I mean, that's is one big reality show at the moment, isn't it? Coming soon, you know, we know who we're talking about, you know, Trump the Dictator.
Oh, yeah.
Coming soon, new show, Trump on Tour. And then after that, Trump the State Visit, and so on. This conversation's gone right down here, hasn't it? Now, look, I'm going to give you the choice here. You can have there's a whole list of songs here that supposedly we're supposed to play up to the 11 o'clock news. You got Ariana Grande, big fan or not?
She's all right.
That's not much then. Buddy Holly, Aha, Roger Daltrey, or the Jonas Brothers?
I'm going to go with Buddy Holly, please.
Buddy Holly. Yes. And oh boy, they don't make them like this anymore. I think this is late 50s, isn't
it?
Yeah. So, yeah, Buddy Holly with his crickets. And oh boy, and then we're probably going to squeeze in, if we get time, some Aha, if that's all right with you. So we'll come back in the next hour of the show. We're learning French.
Yes.
Okay, we have some French phrases, and I learnt a lot from watching the Only Fools and Horses things last night. Chateau Neuf de Pape. So all of that is coming your way in the next hour.